You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on-the-go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour, the top of the second hour. Boy, that first one went fast. But then we're having fun.
Uh-huh. It's flying over here.
Well, we got some interesting topics to talk about. And one of the topics, and Sheila's going to help fill in with me, and Chris is going to join in, I think, with this.
Yes,
Chris is going to be there. This month is National Bullying Month. Not bowling, bullying. And we need a lot of attention brought to this subject, and we need it stopped, and stopped now. So what do you think about what you got to say there, Sheila?
October is such a busy month with everything that's national that this is just one more thing added to the whole month. But it's awareness and prevention for national bullying, and the schools see it all the time. And I like Gary said, you know, I'm sure Chris growing up in Chicago saw it a lot.
All day, every day.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of blind and visually impaired are bullied. So if anyone out there wants to call in and give us their experience with bullying and how we can teach our young people to maybe take a deep breath and look at things positively instead of in a negative way.
Excuse me, and please call in on this subject. We need your ideas and suggestions and whatever. The number to call is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Please call it and join in with us.
Chris, do you find that the world right now is very angry in general?
That's kind of hard to say. It's really hard to say because I know I don't wake up angry, and I'm not angry. And when I look at you and Gary, I see you guys are always smiling in spite of everything. Sometimes here's how I feel. And I'm not saying that it's bullying. What I'm calling it is like a mechanism of self-defense. And what I'm trying to say, I see a lot of people get talked about, or a lot of people have jokes and rag on people about the way they clothes wear or the way their hair look. Things like that. Now, I kind of grew up a little different. You talk about me, I talk about you back. You talk about my big toe, I'm gonna talk about your busted down broke shoes. But nowadays, it's a little bit different because they consider that to be bullying.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up like that.
Right.
Now, you might. I'm sorry. Don't. I'm saved, sanctified, and different. So, here's what I'm saying. Sometimes I just think it's meant to be talked about or to have jokes. For you to have thick skin. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of our young people today are soft as a pillow or soft as feathers, as I would say. Because if you say anything wrong to them or you say something about the way they look or the way they dress, they'll break down, cry, and then you got harassment.
Right.
And it's being talked about, and it's happening every day, all day. And it's hard to believe someone when someone say, hey, they sexually assaulted me or they're harassing me or they're talking about me, because it's so common now. It's like a common thing. How can we make the difference or differentiate between the two?
Well, when I at work, and for those listening that don't know, I work in the public school and we do bus duty every morning.
God bless you.
And when the kids come off the bus and I man the door, so I'm like the guard dog, you know.
No, you're a woman in the door.
No. All right. Anyway, it amazes me that every child that comes through that door, I say, good morning, good morning, happy Monday, good morning, have a fabulous Friday, whatever. And out of 30 kids, I might get 2 good mornings.
Just 2?
Yeah.
Out of 30, you only, yeah. Sheila, yeah. Quit yeah. playing with me. Are you serious?
Yeah. And it amazes me because if somebody says good morning to me, my automatic reply is, good morning, how are you? But yet these children come off the bus and they are just already angry before they even walk into school.
Well, we forget one thing, Sheila. Aretha Franklin had it right. Respect.
Uh-huh.
There's no respect.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right.
Well, I mean, okay, all right. So I got you on that point. Now look at it from this point. Nobody never taught me respect, so I don't know what respect is.
Yep.
So yep. If you speak to me and I don't speak back, that's because I don't know you. So why am I obligated to speak to you?
Well, and that's probably half of their opinion. As young children, they probably aren't taught to talk with others and show the courtesy. And I think that is a lot of what's missing in today's world is respect and courtesy and just kindness.
I think a lot of the past was way different than today because there's more hatred today than there was in the past so much. Now we have a caller calling in right now with going to contribute her thoughts to our bullying.
It's not bullying, they just soft.
Yeah. Well,
is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the word bullying.
No, I really don't. I need you to have thick skin or some tougher skin.
That's, right. Right.
That's all.
Miss Sherry, are you there?
She finna whoop
me. I'm here.
Sherry Braun.
She finna whoop me.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Sheila.
Hey.
Hey, Chris, you guys are just doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
This is like one of the best shows, and you guys are doing great, and I just commend you. But I want to talk about, I guess, bullying a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I was little and going through the School for the Blind, even us blind kids picked on other kids. if you weren't as sharp as the rest, you got picked on. Even if you looked a little different, the kids with some vision would pick on the kids with no vision.
Uh-huh.
And I got teased because my last name was Hatcher, and I, you know, go hatch an egg, and what is the last name, and all that stuff. So I got picked on mercilessly because of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got married to change your name, huh?
There you go. No, I didn't do much better. But anyway, but I just want to say that I see Chris's point, and I think people maybe don't have enough thick skin, but especially in the teenage years when you're getting into middle school and stuff, that is a really rough time. And both my girls, when they were little, they had cataracts and were born with them and had to have the surgery, and they wore very thick glasses.
Uh-huh.
And all through elementary school, they were picked on
mm-hmm.
until they got old enough to wear contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stopped. But they really were picked on by the kids because the glasses magnified their eyes and made their eyes look really
yep,
big.
Yep.
And I think kids can be awfully, awfully mean to other kids.
They used to call it Coke bottle glasses, didn't they?
Yeah, particularly kids with disabilities or kids with a vision problem or whatever.
Yeah.
But it gets worse when you get older, and now with social media, that's what's horrible.
You step right on it right there. It's the social media that does a lot of this. And a lot of people don't know how to respond to it.
At school, when we were kids, you could have the fight in the schoolyard, get it done, beat each other up and be done with it,
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
And live.
And stop when you went home. But when you go home and you're on Facebook and Twitter, that kids are merciless. They're horrible.
Well, and I don't know about you, Sherry, but you can't voice anything with the right inflection in a text or a Facebook message or an email. If you want to say something to somebody, you have to verbally say it. Because
you do.
It can certainly come out totally wrong if you don't just, you know, like if I had something to say to you and it was important, I would call you.
Me too.
And I think that's a lot of the issue is people don't grasp the meaning of something if it's in a text or if it's on Facebook. But you're right.
I agree.
But kids are mean. You are so right.
They're, and it's horrible in middle school, and people are killing themselves.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Because they'll get on and they'll tell all their friends that some girl is a slut, mm-hmm. or she made it with mm-hmm. somebody, and it gets all over, and then it gets shared, and it's horrible. It's
right.
just horrible.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for calling in, Sherry.
We're going to go to a break, and thanks again for calling in.
I just want to say real quick, I think you should supervise your kids better on social media.
Amen.
And I wish I had.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right,
okay,
Sherry, thank you. Okay, everybody.
Bye-bye.
We're going to a break right now. Stay tuned, and we'll catch you on the other side.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com. What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. We are back once again for you. But I need to get in here before we go further into discussion. And I want to let the new listeners out there know that we are the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are the bridge between a low vision, no vision, the blind, and the sighted community. Because we say the sighted community because the sighted community learns from us and how we do things, what we do, and they just love to learn. A lot of our listeners are excited. So that's it for that, and we'd love to be the bridge.
I just want to recap back on this last thing about bullying. For me, I looked at bullying as in a different spectrum. I looked at it as nobody's gonna be nice to you all your life, so you gotta take it. You take the punches. Take a licking and keep on ticking.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I used to get chased by gang members growing up. Every other weekend, I would get chased by a group of 4 to 5 gang members. And they would chase me. And I was a little chubby little kid that really couldn't run. And I would walk with my helmet because I was playing football just in case they wanted to get crazy. And I got caught by myself. But they would chase me. And I would run as fast as I can to run to my house. And when I got to my porch, they kept going.
But Chris, you're a big guy. Weren't you big then?
Yeah, I was chubby big.
Oh, okay, chubby
I big. I was chubby big, which was fine because, you know, one-on-one, you couldn't handle me.
You were like Fat Albert.
Right. Hey, hey, hey. So when I confronted, I caught the strength and the courage to confront the main person that would always initiate the whole thing. And when I confronted him, I said, hey, why you always bothering me? Why you and your boys always chasing me? But when you by yourself, you don't say nothing. You walk past me like it's nothing. And he said some other choice words that I'm not going to say on air.
Good. Glad to hear that.
And from there on out, you know, we just kind of went our separate ways. Pray my strength, because I wasn't always this nice person that you see. But when I confronted him, it gave me the courage to say, hey, don't do it again. Because if this is, I'm being nice to you now. Because if it happens again, I'm not going to run. And it's going to take all of y'all to do what y'all need to do to me. And then I'm going to catch every last one of y'all one by one, because I know where you stay at.
But see, those days, that's what you did. But today,
you can't do it
because they got a gun or they got a knife. And you don't even know what to do anymore. That's what's the scary part. Bullying turns into deadliness.
Yeah. Well, and the sad part is, you know, road rage is another.
Oh, that's
it's
adults.
Just, you know, and I'm talking about overall not just children.
No, that's right.
But, you know, if you're blind or visually impaired or physically impaired and you're in school, they are harassed mercilessly. And general ed children are as well. So I don't know. I don't know what we need to do. But I do know that we need to start being more kind to each other and teaching children to be kind to each other. And I think some of it would stop, but...
Well, here's the way, here's my solution, and this is what I do on a daily. A lot of the older generation say they don't say nothing to the young folk, they don't say nothing to young people because they are in fear of their lives, or... They just don't want to be. They just don't want to deal with the
repercussions,
right? Or the rebelliousness.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I tell them, well, you know, every battle is not meant for you to take on.
Exactly.
But
pick your battle.
You have to acknowledge them in order for them to get an understanding. Because if you don't water that seed that's planted in them, nobody, the person that come behind you might invest that bad seed and continue to grow that bad seed.
Right. And that's why I said, you know, when they come off that bus. When they come off that bus and I say, good morning, good morning, good morning. And a lot of times I tell them, what's the magic word to get in the cafeteria?
There you go. Yes, say the word.
And I won't let them in until they say good morning.
That's the way
you know, and then they start laughing at me, but they say good morning.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's just sad. And, you know, parents need to take that responsibility, because if we don't as parents take that responsibility, we're not teaching our children.
Well, that's the trouble. Parents
good
are
people.
Not sitting down anymore with the children. They're not sitting down at the dinner table having discussions.
Oh, no, those days are...
Family days are done. And when you lost the family days, you lost the respect.
Right.
That's terrible, because... My family was raised like Leave It to Beaver, you know.
Well, those days are over. That was a long time ago.
The television went off. You sat there. We talked about school, sports, you know, whatever was going on.
Right. If anybody wants to call in and add to our conversation, it's 407-894-1680. And we'll probably do a trivia pretty soon whenever Mr. Chris is off the phone.
And don't worry, I got an easier one.
Hey, mine was easy.
You said it was hard.
It was hard, but...
Mine's easy. And fun, so...
So, Gary, when you were young, were you bullied?
Yeah, because the thing is, like, Chris was fat, big fat Albert, and I was little, I was short. And I was bullied, you know, pick on me, and I wore glasses. But after a while, I stood my ground. I stood up to him, and you know what? I whooped him. And from there on, they says... He might be small, but we ain't gonna bully him no more. So I just had to do it. And from there on, I wasn't bullied anymore.
Yeah, I mean, once you stand up to your bully, it gives you a sense of rejoice that, hey, this is something that I did and nobody else is doing it. Because especially when you're in a classroom with a bully and everybody else is scared, or when you're on the job with a bully and everybody else is scared to say something, and when you stand up and say something, and make everybody else like, oh, wow, well, if he can do it, I know I can do it. But there's a way that you do it.
I'll tell you what, one of my biggest bulliers that was in middle school, I guess, with me, he bullied everybody. But then when he went to go get into a fight, he had some older friends that were bikers. And they'd come and stand there beside him, you know. So everybody's really scared of him now because, you know,
Listen, we got a call on the phone line calling in from Orlando.
Okay.
Naimi. How you doing, Naimi?
Naimi.
I'm blessed. Highly favored by God. And hello, everybody.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. But I'm really enjoying this topic that you have.
Thank you.
Because back when I was growing up, back in the day, I ain't going to tell my age.
We neither.
You're only 21, we know.
When I was in middle school, like fourth and fifth grade and stuff, elementary, actually, I should say. And I could remember where somebody, a girl, I used to have long, long, long hair, like right across my back. And my mom used to comb it, you know, really nice every morning. Sometimes she would have it in ponytails, three pigtails. And sometimes she would just let it out and put a bunch of barrettes in my hair. And this girl, I think she was jealous because her hair, she didn't have hair. She was like, her hair was by her ear, real, real short. And she wasn't that attractive. She was kind of, everybody like said she was ugly and stuff. You know, and I had a lot of friends because they used to call me Motor Mouth. I used to talk a lot, clown around in the school. So we hung out with a group of girls, and she would, like, hang out with maybe one or two people because she really didn't have too many friends. And so I believe she was jealous of me, and I used to raise my hand a lot in class. You know, they used to call me Teacher's Pet, Teacher's Pet, you know, all the answers. So I really think she was hating on me, and she developed this hate so much that she would pull my hair, pull the pigtails out when she would catch me down the stairs after my friends, you know, we finished playing in the yard and we'd come back upstairs. She would, like, stick a foot out and trip me and make me fall.
Man.
And she was kind of bigger than me, so I used to be really scared of her, and I just didn't avoid her. And then one day she started, like, beating up on me and kicking me, and so I told my friends, and they were trying to jump her and stuff. And then when she caught me by myself, she was getting me back. You know, like, hey, you had your friends jump me. Now you by yourself. I'm going to stomp you. So I stood up and I said, you know what? I'm tired of you bullying me. I'm tired of this. You're not going to hit me no more. She was like, girl, I'll whoop your ass. And I told her, I said, you know what? You could beat me up because you're bigger than me, but guess what? This is the last day you're going to do it.
Right.
And then I just started hitting her. I was punching her all up in her stomach, and I hit her in the face. I scratched her. You know, like I said, you know, I'm going to leave a mark on you. So I scratched her all her face up, and she really beat me up. I came black and blue, ran to my sister's at home, and I told them what happened. So my sister was like, we're going to all fight her. I said, no. No, no, no. I think she ain't going to fight me no more.
That's it.
Because I stood up to her.
Absolutely.
And the next day, my sister came out to the school, you know, waiting for her at 3 o'clock because 3 o'clock we got out. And I was surprised. She went her way and I went my way.
That's good.
Naomi, is this the first time you've ever called in?
Huh?
Are you a first-time caller?
No, no, no. I've called in once before, and I won a bracelet or something.
Yes,
when
yes,
I was
yes,
there
yes,
doing
yes.
the
okay,
trivia.
I hope you're wearing your bracelet.
Huh?
I hope you're wearing your bracelet.
Well, I haven't gotten it yet, but it's
okay. It'll be on its way soon, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll get it pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But one thing I wanted to say is, I believe if you stand up to a bully, you know, even if you don't win the fight,
right?
You know, and you think, wow, everything is lost. You know, I lost the battle. But the fact that you stood up to them, even if it's verbal or physical, I don't think they're going to mess with you anymore because they're going to remember, hey, you're not a punk. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Right.
You're a person.
That's right.
And you have feelings. And I think the reason why most people bully is because they were bullied.
That's right.
They were made fun of. They were isolated. They didn't have any love, you know, either
at home
or even at the school or at work or wherever they're at. And I think the reason cyberbully exists is because people can't, like back in the day, face you face to face. So what they do is, since they can't see you and tell you, you know, how they feel, they do it online. They do it through social media because they don't have to see your face and stand up to you. So they figure, you know what? I was bullied. I'm going to bully them, and I'm going to do what they did to me back. But this time it's going to be worse because millions of people are going to see it. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people are going to see it, even if they can't stand up to your face so you can see it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts. We really
You're welcome. And one last thing I wanted to say is I think the solution is we need to spread love.
Because
these bullies are, believe it or not, these bullies are full of hate.
Hate
at home, hate wherever they're at. And so what happens is people are not showing them enough love. They're not paying them attention.
Right.
So what they do is they hurt others through social media. They shame others through social media because they were ashamed of. So I think if we start, you know, reaching out instead of an eye for an eye and start doing the Bible way, you know, like showing them, like the lady said on the show earlier, showing them some kindness, showing them that they are human. You know, we feel their pain. We feel their hurt. We see their need. We're going to show them a little love, God's love.
Well,
and we're going to show them that they don't have to hate anymore. But in this time, spread love, spread peace, spread joy.
Well, thank you for your words.
All right. You're welcome.
Chris, are we ready to do our next trivia?
Yeah, we're ready. Do you want to take the... We got one more caller that called in.
Our good
friend Tom from right here in Orlando.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing fine.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Thank you.
Do you are you going to add to our bullying?
Yeah, I wanted to just say, you know, there's two things. Number one, what happened to teaching your kids at home some manners?
Because
you were saying about saying good morning when you got off the bus to the children, and, you know, when we were kids, we said good morning to our teachers. But it started at home.
And
we didn't depend on the teachers to teach them manners. We learned manners at home.
Well, there's no more family time.
Well, they can make time.
Absolutely.
I really believe they can make time.
Absolutely.
And I did discuss this with my neighbor across the street. She's 17, and she goes to high school out here on the east side. And I asked her, I said, how do you, you know, you get bullied or, you know, made fun of? And she goes, you know what? She goes, most of my friends, we ignore it because it's too easy for someone to pick up a gun and bring it to school. So we just ignore it and move on.
That's good advice.
It is good advice, but isn't that a shame?
It is a
shame. It's too easy for a 16-year-old to pick up a gun and go to school.
Well, it's too easy for them to get them.
That's the crazy part about it because this is the world that we live in today. We don't know how to resolve an issue through conversation or talk, that we have to resort to violence. And that's not the key. Even like you said, in road rage, somebody cut you off. I'm gonna let the world know I am a bad habiter. If you cut me off, I'm leaning on my horn until I get tired of leaning on it.
There you go.
But you know, I'm not gonna get out my car and say anything crazy. And I don't want anybody else to feel any kind of way. And I know I'm still being worked on.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling in there,
Thank you, Tom.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
All right, trivia?
Trivia. Is it trivia time?
Trivia it is.
All right, here we go with trivia.
407-894-1680.
What's the name of this band?
Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. I got married to a widow next door. She's been married 7 times before.
An easy one, giveaway.
I'm a Willie or a Sam. I'm a eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the eighth I am. Henry the eighth I am.
It's easy.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And everyone was an Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
All right, there's your chance to win some Dunkin' Donuts or Sonny's Barbecue. It's a giveaway. Give us a call. While we're waiting for a caller to call in, I want to let the people out there know one more time about our website. To go to our website and go to the archives of our shows. You can, from the beginning of our shows over 2.5 years ago, go to the websites, look up our sponsors and all the information we have to give to you, addresses and stuff. And that's for that. And for if you want to contact Michael, which he loves, and he will answer anybody that calls, to go to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Going to break.
Catch you on the other side, and we hope you win.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
This message is brought to you by ashareedvision.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. ashareedvision.com provides the community with information about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs, retinal gene therapy research, and the crucial nature of genetic testing. ashareedvision.com is a resource developed by Spark Therapeutics, Incorporated, a leader in the field of gene therapy research. So visit ashareedvision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark Therapeutics rolls out additional resources on genetic testing in October.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back. We're here and we're hoping we have a winner tonight on the trivia question. Do we have any calls for the trivia question there, Chris?
Yes, sir, we do. I got several calls. This phone line is hot, hot, hot.
I heard the phone's ringing.
Right.
Man.
So let's do this. I believe I got all the way from Lake Mary, Florida, on the phone line, and I believe her name is the one and only Miss Erica from Lake Mary. Erica, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
And hello,
you?
Erica.
And she's a first-time caller calling in. Oh,
wonderful. Yes.
Are you enjoying the show?
I am very much learning a lot. That bullying is truly something with these kids. I have my daughters in high school, and I have a 7-year-old in elementary school. Fortunately, they haven't experienced that, but my daughter definitely tells me about, you know, things that goes on in school. So that's a pretty bad thing.
Do you know who's singing that trivia song?
I think it's the Old Man Song by Neil Young.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Oh.
But you'll get a bracelet. Just give Chris your address. You'll get a bracelet for the radio show.
Hang in there. Don't hang up. Chris will get your address, and you're going to get a bracelet anyhow for being a first-time listener. And we hope you come back and listen to our show more.
Keep listening to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Anybody Bye-bye. Else, Chris?
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't. Oh, he's, we going somewhere. All the way from Claremont, Florida, we have Allie. Allie, how you doing?
Allie. Hello, Allie.
No, it's Anna Lee.
Anna Lee.
I'm sorry.
I know her.
I know her. Anna Lee.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Gary.
Hey.
So do you know who's singing that song?
Oh, of course, one of my favorites, Herman Turman.
You got it.
Ding, 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 ding. I forgot to bring my bell out. All excited today.
You have a Sonny's close to you, don't you?
Sonny's Barbecue?
Yes, in Claremont we do.
We're going to give you a Sonny's Barbecue.
You're going to get $10. So,
congratulations.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you
for listening.
All right. You guys are doing great.
Thank you very much.
All right, Annalise, hold on one moment. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
I've got her address.
Oh, you got her?
Yeah, I got her address.
Okay, we got her number.
All right, Annalise, thank you so much.
Annalise, have a good night.
Thank you, Annalise.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to our guest caller. Our guest caller is on the phone. All the way from Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Dallas, Texas. This is the one and only Mr. Lid himself, Dr. Bobby. Mr. Bobby, how you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am absolutely marvelous.
Hello, Bobby.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. I want to congratulate you on the job you've done with Mr. Lid. We're going to get a whole lot of information from you if you don't mind, but I know you got a patent on this thing, and I guess my first question, how hard is it to come up with an idea and get a patent on something like that?
Well, actually, I'm not the one that actually created the patent. A gentleman named Keith Everson, he's the owner of a company called Sussex IM, which stands for Sussex Injection Molding. And he created the concept of the technology that allows you to have an attached lid to a sealable container. And the key to the whole thing is the hinge on that lid, and it's what we call a living hinge. And it's quite unique, and we actually, I think, have 22 patents on that particular hinge. And what makes it unique is when you fold that lid over, that hinge flattens out and enables you to get and maintain that seal without having to remove the lid and snap it on like contemporary containers that most people are used to.
And it lasts, I mean, sometimes back and forth. This is a lid that ain't going to break off easily in time.
It's actually been tested, you know, it can be opened and closed literally millions of times. You know, we test it with machines that open and close it and open and close it and open and close it, and it'll go millions of times. And it's actually made from a little bit different plastic than the rest of the container that gives it that flexibility.
Right.
It's not brittle.
Yep. And it's a microwavable. I mean, could you microwave or what?
Microwave safe,
yeah.
Freezer safe, microwave safe. But I will say that, you know, if you place it in the microwave, the best way to do it is on the the top rack of your of your dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want it. You don't want to put it by those heating elements on the bottom.
No. And now, just explain to me like an average package deal. Like you go in and get a, what would be in like a package deal?
Well, there's we sell them in several different combinations, but our most popular seller is what we call our 10 pack, and it has 10 containers in it, everything from 4-cup down to 1/2-cup. It's kind of like a starter set.
Uh-huh.
And then I've also got a 17 pack. Ooh. That you can get, and it includes the 4-cup as well as what we call our salad container.
Uh-huh.
Which is a flat 48-ounce container.
Uh-huh.
It's great for, it's my favorite size because it holds quite a bit of product, you know, like
right.
leftover soup and uh-huh. things of that nature. But it's kind of long and flat, so it fits great in the refrigerator. Doesn't take up a lot of surface area in the fridge.
And what kind of does it take a cabinet, say a regular cabinet, where I got a special cabinet I put all my bowls and stuff in? Doesn't fill it up too much, or?
Right. Once you get them, Mr. Liz, and you organize them, they actually nest together by size.
That's good.
And so they stack together in your cupboard with the lids, you know, adjacent to them, and makes it quite easy to find them, quite easy to unstack them, restack them, and the great thing about it is you never have to waste time trying to find the lid.
Very good.
And Bobby, where can people find this product? And well, that's my first question. My second question is, how did you come up with this idea?
You know, it's just one of those things that actually evolved. It started out with us, actually, I believe, you know, back, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago, maybe even longer, they were working with a cheese company for a container where you could put, you know, individually sliced cheese, like, you know, the singles that you put on sandwiches,
right.
A way that you could store those, and it'd be like an extra, you know, like a value-added thing, so that when you bought a pack of that cheese, you would also get that container to open and close.
Yeah.
And when that came out, so many people loved that container so much that Keith decided to come out with different sizes and different uses for it.
Cool.
So that's kind of what started Mr. Lid. And they came up with that 10-pack, and they sold that on TV, as seen on TV, like on QVC and things like that. And to date, they've sold over 20 million of those 10 packs nationwide.
I'm going to ask you a question. It's really funny. I'm asking you this question because I'm blind and Sheila's blind. But for the ones that are sighted, is there different colors?
It's actually opaque on the bottom with a blue lid.
Okay.
So you can see what's in the container.
Oh, cool.
Without, you know, and the lid's just kind of a nice powder bluey color.
Okay. And what happens if, say, I got the one package deal and a couple of years come by and all of a sudden I lost one of the bowls? Can I easily replace that one bowl?
Yes, you can. We sell everything now that's available. That was one of the, you know, when we just had that 10-pack, people really liked a certain size, and they would come back, and we didn't sell them. So now every single size container that we have, you can buy, you know, most of them come, except for the large ones. Like, we have a gallon, and we have one, like, to put your cereal in.
Yeah.
But most of the others come in combinations of two.
Okay.
So you can get two. Like, if you really like the
right.
4-cup, you can get two of the 4-cup.
Well, I got to interrupt you here for a second. Listeners out there, if you want to call in any questions about Mr. Lid, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I'm sure somebody out there has got other questions. So go ahead and continue on. What else you got to tell us about Mr. Lid?
Well, I'll tell you one of the great things about the product, not just for The fact that the lids are attached, but it's also the only container out there because of the technology that you can actually open and close with just one hand. Because of the way the lid kind of snaps on there, you can put your fingertips on the edge of the front of the container, and if you press with the butt of your hand in the center of the lid, it pops loose and opens. It makes it easy for people to use with one hand. Good. It just so happens that I've got a baby granddaughter that I put her baby food in those little half-cup containers. And I don't know if you know, but, you know, babies are kind of a handful moving around. It makes it nice that I can open up that container with one hand and shut it with one hand and, you know, and keep the baby from making too big of a mess.
Sure thing. I got to ask you a question. Did you hear our commercial we did for you?
I did.
Well, I'm telling you what. That's what it sounds like in my house sometimes. Exactly. Right, Chris?
You're absolutely right.
We had fun doing that commercial. We did. But that's exactly what happens. Well, I suggest people get Mr. Lid. You ain't got that problem no more.
No, my kitchen sounds that way every day. So.
It's so funny that people that try this product, they'll call me and they'll tell me, I got rid of everything that I had that didn't have the attached lid because it was so frustrating trying to find the lid.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, it normally only takes a few seconds to find the lid, but it's just that little bit of an aggravation that once you don't have to mess with it or fool with it, it drives you crazy.
Well, it's a little tougher for blind people because we can't look and see the size, you know, or whatever goes to what.
I pull out 100 lids before I find the right one. So,
yeah.
And you didn't tell me, where can these items be purchased?
Oh, that's right. You can find these at Ross, the container store.
Hang on, Bobby. We're going to go to a break, and we want to continue on the other side of this break. Please hang on.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to go to a break and get your questions ready. And here we go. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Hang there.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Purina believes every pet deserves the best life possible. And helping your pet live his best life starts with the food you feed him. But it doesn't stop there. That's why Purina is committed to the highest quality and safety, innovation, and nutritional breakthrough that improves the lives of pets every day, like they have been for over 90 years and counting. You can find the Purina pet food that's right for your pet wherever you like to shop. To learn how Purina nutrition to impact the life of your pet, visit Purina.com. Purina, your pet.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free. Gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
This message is brought to you by ashareitvision.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. ashareitvision.com provides the community with information about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs, retinal gene therapy research, and the crucial nature of genetic testing. ashareitvision.com is a resource developed by Spark Therapeutics, Incorporated, a leader in the field of gene therapy research. So visit ashareitvision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark Therapeutics rolls out additional resources on genetic testing in October.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Okay, we're back. And Bobby, we're running out of time. I'm sorry. We can't wait to have you back if you come back. And we want to thank you for your time. And
no problem, guys.
Okay, thank you, Bobby. Any other information you want to give?
I'll let you know that right now, if you go to MrLib.com, we're running a buy one, get one free sale on the 17 pack.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Bobby, thank you so much.
You bet.
Have a good night.
Good night. All right, good night. Okay, everybody, this has been a fast hour here. It's been a fast show, but we got to go home.
No, we don't. I don't want to go.
We got to get out of here. So,
well, next week, Michael and Lynn will be back next week. Thank you, Chris, as always. Thank you, Gary. Yeah. You can listen to Michael and Lynn next week. You don't have to listen to us. And next week, there will be a guest caller from St. Louis, Missouri, Jack Link, and Michaela Duffy, who is a playwright. And then there is a woman that has a recorded message that is deaf and losing her sight. So it should be another really good show. Thank you so much.
Sheila's camping out.
I'm supposed to be back next week, but we'll see. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Good night, everyone. Have a safe week. And remember, it is Blindness Awareness Month, along with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So,
along with domestic abuse,
anti-bullying.
Yeah,
and a lot.
It's a lot in October.
A lot.
But just remember to love one another and keep.
Amen.
And help one another out.
Yep. Okay. Good night, everyone. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Have a great morning.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you feel our